Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million. 150 million people.
Wait a second, that doesn't sound like a typical opening song on Rob Radio. Hey folks, it's your old buddy Rob, and doing the Rob Radio thing for you on Friday. This is in lieu of a TMOS classic, but we thought it would be kind of important to do this. As everyone in the world knows, we lost Dolly Parton this week. That's very sad, naturally. She was a philanthropist. She was an actress. She was a composer. A theme park magnate, Grammy Award winner, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Country and Western Hall of Fame. I can't list all the awards because I want to keep the show under 10 hours, but I think the main thing we need to remember here is that nobody, but nobody, didn't like Dolly Parton. And if you look on social media or watch the news or pick up a newspaper, you saw it this week. No celebrity, no civilian, no co-worker, no employee had a bad word to say about her. And if there's any silver lining here, it's that maybe her passing made us more aware of the fact that we need more good people. And Dolly, you are quite a template for that. So today, let's take a look at this entertainment juggernaut who had 27 hits on the Hot 100. That's the Billboard Hot 100. That's not country charts. That's real top 40 music. 27 hits there. If you want to talk country, 111 hits on the country charts. 25 of them went to number one. That's huge. It's like Elvis Presley and Beatles numbers right there. So today on Rob Radio, we remember Dolly. We salute Dolly. And we do it musically. Got a great stack of records here. These are all Dolly Parton records from the beginning of her career right on through. And I think after listening to it, you will enjoy it and you will agree that this is a tremendous loss in the world of music. God bless you, Dolly Parton. Safe home. And let's get started.
Rob Spiewak!
Oh, I'm sure you know this one. The biggest hit of her career. From 1980, she's working 9 to 5, right here, Dolly on Rob Radio.
Stumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping, out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. Just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way.
Farton on Rob Radio, 9 to 5. And if you hear that typewriter sound that's in the background of that record, that's Dolly tapping her acrylic fingernails on a table. Not a typewriter. That's natural sound from Dolly Parton. Now, this is the original recording of this song, one of her signature records. This goes back to 1974. And there's nothing else to say but lovely. Here's Dolly.
If I should stay, I would only be in your way. So I'll go, but I know I'll think of you each step of the
Dolly Parton with a song she wrote for or about Porter Wagoner, but she composed it hoping that Elvis Presley would record it. It's a great song, and if you listen to it, it sounds like an Elvis song. Even the talk break in the middle is something Elvis would do, but when she brought it to Elvis, the Colonel, that jerk, would not let Elvis record it because he demanded that Dolly would give up the publishing. And she kept the publishing, and Elvis never recorded it. It's a good thing she held on to the publishing, because when Whitney Houston recorded that for the soundtrack of The Bodyguard, oh, she made a few $1 million on the publishing. So I'm sorry Elvis never sang it, but Dolly, always with the good business sense. Here's one called Two Doors Down on Rob Radio.
Two doors down, they're all the women that I'm around. See, I am no longer crying.
true love I found. I ask him if he'd like to be alone, and we start walking down the hall to my place, waiting two doors down, yeah. Two doors down, they're laughing and drinking and having a party. Two doors down, we're not aware that they're around. 'Cause here I am, feeling everything but sorry. We're having a love party, two doors down. Oh, 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 two doors down, baby. Oh, 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 two doors down. Oh, 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 two doors down. Oh, 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 two doors down. Two doors down, they're laughing and drinking and having a party. Two doors down, we're not aware that they're around.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Here we am, feeling everything but sorry. We're having our own party. Two doors down, yeah. Two doors down.
Two doors down. No surprise that would be a hit. That's a great song. That went in the top 20 in 1978, but it was not Dolly's big breakthrough as a crossover artist into top 40.
Much more music.
That honor goes to this one. 1977, this went to number 3. Sing along, because I know you want to. This is called Here You Come Again.
Here you come again. Just when I've begun to get myself together, you waltz right in the door, just like you've done before, and wrap my heart round your little finger. Here you come again. Just when I'm about to make it work without you, you look into my eyes and lie those pretty lies, and pretty soon I'm wondering.
Boy, that's a record when all the ingredients just come together. Great vocal, great melody, great production. That is that's super fine. That's Here You Come Again. And this one, is it semi-autobiographical? Who knows?
Don't try to cry your way out of this. Don't try to lie, or I'll catch you in. This dumb blonde ain't nobody's fool.
was just eminently quotable. And she one time said, "I don't care if you call me a dumb blonde because I'm not dumb. And by the way, I'm not blonde either." Love it. This is from 1971, this song. I'm also from 1971. This song has aged better than me. This is a song called Joshua. As we remember Dolly Parton on Rob Radio, we appreciate you listening, and safe home, Dolly.
Well, a good ways down the railroad track, there was this little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man, and you better not set foot on his land, but I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So I took me out walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and just find out if all them things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and it growled at me, and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Well, who are you?" Oh, and there he stood in the door of that shack, and his beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, and he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't mean. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in and pull you up a chair, you might as well since you're already here." And he said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, 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 no." We talked till the sun was clean out of sight. We still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we had to say. Orphan's home, and just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Oh, we grew closer as time went on, and that little old shack, it was a happy home, and we just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's plenty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, why you're just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome anymore. No, no. You're lady, old lady, lady. Ba-ba-ba, ba-ba-ba, ba-ba. Me and Joshua. Me and Joshua.
I don't know if you heard the rumor that that's about Josh Sroka. It's not. It's Joshua by Dolly Parton. And, you know, if you look back over the hunk of records I just played, you've got Top 40 in 9 to 5, and you've got Pure Country in Two Doors Down. You've got just a great, beautiful love song, "And I Will Always Love You." And then you play Joshua, and that is like a Jerry Reed storytelling song. Dolly could do anything and make it sound right. And I hope you're enjoying the music. I certainly am. I'm here listening to it with you, so I enjoy it. I love our time together. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll look back on some of songs that are reflective of Dolly's childhood. So don't go anywhere. If you miss a little, you miss a lot. As you know, Dolly Parton was born in Tennessee, so this jingle seems appropriate.
WHBQ Memphis.
And here is a great story song. This is called "The Coat of Many Colors."
Back through the years, I go wandering once again, back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us, and how my mama put the rags to use. There were rags of many colors, but every piece was small, and I didn't have a coat, and it was away down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, so in every piece with love she made my coat of many colors that I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told a story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors Joseph wore, and then she said, perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness. And I just couldn't wait to wear it, and Mama blessed it with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, why was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. So with patches on my breeches and holes in both my shoes, in my coat of many colors I hurried off to school, just to find the others laughing and making fun of me. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me. And oh, I couldn't understand it, for I felt I was rich. And I told them all the love my mama sewed in every stitch. And I told them all the story mama told me while she sewed, and how my coat of many colors was worth more than all their clothes. But they didn't understand it, and I tried to make them see that one is only poor, only if they choose to be. Now I know we had no money, but I was rich as I could be. In my coat of many colors my mama made for me, made just for me.
Dolly Parton, literally a rags-to-riches story. That's Coat of Many Colors. She never forgot from where she came. And this is a beautiful song. This is called My Tennessee Mountain Home.
Sitting on the front porch on a summer afternoon, in a straight back chair on two legs, leaned against the wall. Watch the kids playing with June bugs on a string, and chase the glowing fireflies when evening shadows fall. In my Tennessee mountain home, life is as peaceful as a baby's sigh. Along the lane, their fragrance makes the summer wind so sweet. And on a distant hilltop, an eagle spreads its wings, and a songbird on a fence post sings a melody. Laughing, talking, making future plans. And when the folks ain't looking, you might steal a kiss or two, sitting in the porch swing holding hands.
think there's anything that could have stopped people from discovering the talent of Dolly Parton, but one of her big breaks was from 1967 to 1974. She was a regular on the Porter Wagoner television show. Now, Porter Wagoner was a country star, very well established, and she sang a few duets with him, and I think she had quite a bit of involvement with Porter Wagoner, but that's not what this show is about. Let's listen to some of her work with Porter Wagoner. This one is called The Last Thing on My Mind. And it's a great duet as we salute Dolly Parton right here on Rob Radio, a part of the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's a lesson too late for the learning, made of sand, made of sand.
In the wake of an eye, my soul is turning, in your hand, in your hand.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Subway's rumbling underground, underground. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind.
This I know, this I know.
The weeds have been steadily growing.
Please don't go, please don't go.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that on my mind. Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be not a trace left behind?
I could have loved you better, didn't mean to be unkind.
You know that was the last thing on my mind. You know that was the last thing on my mind.
Dolly did a few great duets, and she sounded great when she sang with Porter Wagoner. Here's another duet, Porter and Dolly. It's called Just Someone I Used to Know.
There's a picture that I carry. With me, I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to spend some time with.
But I don't tell them of the nights I cry without you.
I say just someone I used to know, just someone I used to run around.
Tell them how lost I am without you.
I say just
Don't Stop Loving Me. One more duet, Porter Wagoner, Dolly Parton, as we remember Dolly on Rob Radio. It's Please Don't Stop Loving Me.
Please, please, don't stop loving me.
So please, oh please, don't stop loving me.
Please, please, don't stop loving me.
Tell you what, their voices sound great together. That was Porter Wagoner and Dolly Parton. Let's do a solo Dolly number here. She wrote so many great songs, but she wasn't averse to doing an occasional cover. Sort of a country classic here. In 1960, it was recorded by Ferlin Husky. This is called Wings of a Dove, as we remember Dolly Parton right here on Rob Radio. On the Mike O'Mara Show.
When troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak and the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, God doesn't forget.
Of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Shows off her voice. Dolly Parton covering Ferlin Husky, Wings of a Dove. But let's quit messing around. 1974. This song stands up straight and tall. Great record. This is called Jolene.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene. Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Decide to do, Jolene.
What, that song sticks with you. That's beautiful. That is Jolene, and that is the late Dolly Parton. Here's one called Love is Like a Butterfly, as we remember Dolly.
Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. A butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. I feel it when you're with me. It happens when you kiss me. That rare and gentle feeling that I feel inside. Your touch is soft and gentle. Your kiss is warm and tender. Whenever I am with you, I think of butterflies. Love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Your laughter brings me sunshine. Every day is springtime, and I am only happy when you are by my side. Precious is this love we share, how very precious, sweet and rare. Together we belong like daffodils and butterflies. Love is like a butterfly, as soft and gentle as a sigh. The multicolored moods of love like its satin wings. Love makes your heart feel strange inside.
side. It flutters like soft wings in flight. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing. Love is like a butterfly, a rare and gentle thing.
I love that song. The chord changes to me sound like 1960s folk rock. But let's talk top 40. Oh, that's a good top 40 jingle. And I say that because Dolly had a lot of crossover hits. This one in particular broke the top 40 in 1978. Not bad for someone who was considered a country singer. This is called Heartbreaker.
Here I sit all alone, thinking about what I should.
We look back over her career with a great, great stack of records. Thank you for sticking around. We do appreciate it. When we come back, I have a Dolly song that I'm pretty sure will surprise you, but it is a definite toe tapper. So don't go anywhere. If you miss a little, you miss a lot. All right, I said I would surprise you, so let's have a disco-flavored jingle.
Q107, it's happening right on cue.
So what you gotta do now, ladies and gentlemen, is put yourself in calendar year 1978. Disco was all the thing. People were out on the dance floor doing the hustle and all those disco dances. And every great song had a disco remix. Believe it or not, Dolly Parton included. Here is the disco mix of Baby I'm Burning right here on Rob Radio.
You look at me that way. Your eyes reflect love and desire. I see that you need me. I need you to please me. You touch me and set me on fire. The way that you love me, the way that you touch me.
ocean puts fireworks in motion. It looks like the 4th of July. There's no use in fighting the spy you've ignited. Just stand back and watch the sparks fly. Baby, I'm burning out of control. Baby, I'm burning body and soul. Hot as a pistol, a flame and desire. Baby, I'm burning you, got me on fire. Baby, I'm burning.
Can you beat that? Disco Dolly Parton from 1978, Baby I'm Burning. I told you I'd surprise you. You were not expecting that song. Here, though, is another Top 40 crossover. This is from 1978. This is called Starting Over Again. Dolly Parton.
Mama moved out. Daddy sold the house. They split up the money and went on their way. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put mommy and daddy back together again. Starting over again, where should they begin? They've never been out on their own. Starting over again, where do you begin? When your dreams are all shattered and the kids are all grown and the whole world cries. She moved in with her sisters. He's scheming big deals with one of his friends while she sits at home just sorting out pieces of leftover memories from 30 odd years. Starting over again. Where do you begin when you've never
and all the king's men could never put mommy and daddy back together. Back together.
Pretty song, like that. We mentioned earlier that Dolly liked doing duets. We mentioned Porter Wagoner earlier, but there's another guy she's quite identified with, and this was a pretty big hit.
Number one!
The second biggest hit of Dolly Parton's career. Partnering up with Mr. Kenny Rogers, he of the gray beard. This is Islands in the Stream.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace on earth. Set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going.
Big hit from 1983. Did you know the Bee Gees wrote that song? True. 2 years later, Kenny and Dolly got back together and did the most 80s-sounding song of Dolly's career. As 70s-sounding as that disco remix was, this is definitely an 80s record. Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, the gambler and the queen of country. This is a song called Real Love on Rob Radio.
They say that it's a just can't forget it. It's like nothing that you felt in your life.
That's a good duet. I think they go together so well because at the time of that recording, Kenny and Dolly both had the same bra size. Oh, I bet you didn't think when we started this show you would hear Dolly singing a song by noted murderer Phil Spector. But it's true. This is Emmylou Harris, Linda Ronstadt, and Dolly Parton. And that is High Priced Harmony.
I'll be
that song really was written by Phil Spector. It is a cover of a song by the Teddy Bears, and Phil Spector was in the Teddy Bears. That is, to know him is to love him. Emmylou Harris, Dolly Parton, and Linda Ronstadt. Pretty swell. As we take some time to remember the music of Dolly Parton right here on Rob Radio, we're getting close to the end, but I got a couple more good records for you, so make sure you stick around. This one is called Light of a Clear Blue Morning, and it is pretty sensational in its beauty. I think you'll like it. Great showpiece for Dolly's voice as we remember Dolly Parton.
It's been a long, dark night, and I've been waiting for the morning. It's been a long, hard fight, but I see a brand new day dawning. I've been looking for the sunshine. Be all right, it's been all wrong. It's gonna be
That's a good one. Everything's gonna be all right. Everything's gonna work out just fine. So saith Dolly Parton. So how do we close this show after all of the great music we've heard in the past hour or so? Early in the show, I played you the original recording of I Will Always Love You from 1974. But when Dolly put out a greatest hits album in 1982, she re-recorded it. It sounds a little different. It's more lush, but every bit is pretty. Give it a listen. We love you, Dolly. Safe home.
People ask me, what I want people to say about me 100 years from now. I want them to say, Colleen, she was good for her age.